From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. The unofficial start of summer, a little over a month away, but Governor Murphy says parades and other big celebrations are not likely. Lockdown orders may still be in effect, and if not, certainly social distancing. No one's sure what that would look like down the shore. A lot of summer activities have already been canceled in towns up and down the Garden State. We have a full list of cancellations at NJ1015.com. We do continue to see the COVID-19 curve flatten, and hospital admissions are decreasing. But the governor says we must continue to expand our hospital capacity and get more ventilators.
What if this thing comes back? The experts will tell you that this is the sort of virus where the likelihood of it coming back is pretty high.
Murphy says if the coronavirus goes away during the summer but then returns in the fall and winter, we have to be prepared. Even with more than 1,000 confirmed infections, far more people will fall victim to the economic fallout from coronavirus. Close to 1 million have already filed for unemployment in New Jersey over the last 5 weeks. The Labor Department's distributed $1 billion in benefits to more than 550,000, but some continue to slip through the cracks.
Michelle Izzy, who created the Facebook group NJ Unemployment Pandemic, says a lot of people who filed for unemployment a month ago haven't heard anything, which is unacceptable.
There's busy signals. There's no way to email anybody. Nobody responds.
Jersey Labor boss Rob Acero Angelo says hundreds of new workers have been added. A new email response system is being put through, but
obviously we know some workers have hit snags, applications. We're working to fix those as quickly as possible. And we know these workers' frustrations, but the system is working.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
More than 5,300 deaths have been linked to coronavirus in New Jersey. Of those, three-quarters are over the age of 65. More than 2,000 are over the age of 80, which underscores the problems in our nursing homes and long-term care facilities. Sussex County freeholders say when they first started hearing of problems in their nursing homes, they did alert the state, and the state did nothing. Many nursing home workers say they didn't and still don't have the proper personal protection equipment to feel safe about doing their jobs, and were given a little guidance about how best to stop the spread among residents. The PPE shortage has been an issue since the start. I hosted a town hall broadcast focusing on our frontline workers and their struggles during this pandemic. Debbie White, president of a nurses union that represents thousands of nurses in New Jersey, says the situation is better, but it's still not great.
You're a frontline foot soldier without weapons and without armor, and you're told to go out there and fight.
Many of our frontline workers are already seeing signs of post-traumatic stress disorder, and the emotional toll on health workers will be great. Much of the focus of the program was aimed at getting our healthcare workers, police, fire, and others the help that they need to cope. A full rebroadcast and links to access that help can be found at NJ1015.com. $20 for a can of Lysol, $12 for a gallon of milk. That's among the few thousand price gouging complaints reported in New Jersey since this pandemic began.
Since the state enacted its price gouging protection in March, more than 700 cease and desist letters have been sent to businesses accused of ripping off customers desperate for basic supplies. Just under a third of the letters went out in the past week alone. Accusations include a $6 roll of paper towels, $60 package of toilet paper, and a $10 gallon of water at convenience stores and a deli. A gas station is accused of selling single-use masks for $25 apiece. Price gouging is punishable by a fine of $10,000 for the first violation and $20,000 for each following offense. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A lot of you may think you have had coronavirus, but you're not sure. A New Jersey pharmaceutical company says they've developed a 15-minute test that can detect the presence of antibodies. Branchburg-based Zeus Scientific is hoping for quick approval from the FDA and could be shipping tests to customers by May. When patients started arriving at Holy Name Medical Center in Teaneck, no treatments for COVID-19 were readily available. Now, the hospital is conducting several clinical trials that may prove effective. Dr. Ravit Barkhama is among those trying these out.
Small studies with a small number of patients, this showed a trend to be effective. It's definitely not proof that this is the way to go.
The doctor says the FDA has ramped up approval of possible treatments as compassionate use, requested when a treatment is needed quickly and in a specific case. When the curtain is allowed to go up again on live theater in New Jersey, will you go? And will every theater withstand the current closure long enough to make it to that reopening night? There are no specific answers right now, but one Garden State group is trying to put these playhouses on as solid a footing as possible.
The New Jersey Theater Alliance has 30 member theaters and has suspended yearly dues for all of them. Executive Director John McEwen says if you had your money refunded for a performance that was canceled, consider repurposing it as a donation to that theater.
Many of our theaters might only have maybe 2 months of cash on hand to continue operating. They really do rely on their ticket income.
NJTA has implemented a worker relief fund to help keep theater employees on the payroll as those workers continue to use their creativity to put events and classes online. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Everything you need to know about the coronavirus pandemic in New Jersey and around the world can be found constantly updated at NJ1015.com. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We add more all the time. All content available anytime on demand through the NJ1015 smartphone app. I'm Eric Scott. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. It's New Jersey's first news at 5. And stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Weather, traffic, and breaking news, and make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. All of our content is available anytime on demand through the NJ1015 smartphone app. I'm Eric Scott. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. It's New Jersey's first news at 5, and stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.